To understand least privilege principle, we need to look at a typical user's life. So I have a user here named Bob. And let's think about what most employees in any company have to deal with day in and day out. They need to get access to files, for example, email, certain web applications, the stuff they need to do their day-to-day job. And this is really the power of why we have roles inside of identity management solutions. So we have a role here that's going to define this basic type of access. So this may be called the general role, employee role, whatever. It's basically the large one that deals with 80 to 90% of the company. They need this type of access. But again, if we think about this notion of least privilege, we are here giving them just the least amount of privileges on this role that they need in order to do their job. It's very common. But now we need to take a look at the rest of Bob's particular life. So Bob does many things for the company, so he's going to be an occupant of other roles as well. So let's say that during his job, he typically has to be a person in finance as well. That's one of his main jobs. So in order to get access to finance, or the purpose of the finance role, is to give him access to the financial app. Financial application. It could be Oracle, SAP, whatever financial application they need. So I need to give him this access, but I need to give him that access only when he needs it. I don't want to give Bob the right to do that at all times. I want to give him the right to access this only when certain conditions apply. Let's say, for example, that I have another individual over here. We'll call her Mary. And Mary is the occupant of the CFO role. Now, Mary has put in place a policy that says that during blackout periods, the time before they're reporting, only certain individuals can get access to the financial application. So while Bob typically is part of finance, during this blackout period, he's not allowed to go into the application and see any information about the past quarter. He's only allowed to deal with future, current and future components that make up the finance application. So Mary puts in place this policy. Hence why it's so important to have a system that's automated, so it's not just a piece of paper that's floating around, but something that will enforce this. So now if Bob tries to get access to the system based upon the least privilege principle, because he doesn't have it by default, the system stops him based upon that policy. So least privilege, again, giving them the least amount of privileges they need to do their job. That's what this general role is about. But when now it comes time for finance, to get access to something in finance, there's another set of rules and policies. Now this can deal with anything from time to location, even the form of authentication that they use. Maybe for this side here, we can allow you just to use a simple password. But maybe to get access to the finance application, you need to provide some kind of token or some kind of biometric in order to get access to it. So again, we're making sure that by default we go to the least privilege principle, but that we also now are changing to circumstances that are happening. If Bob moves out of finance, well, obviously we're going to kill that access. He will no longer be part of that role. If it's a particular time or a particular location restriction, now we're only giving him access to it based upon what the policy says, whether it's the default, the new policy for Mary, or just the standard finance policy that's put into place. So how does Novell deal with this? How does Novell help? Well, again, we have Novell's roles management capabilities through Access Governance Suite, the role-based provisioning module on top of Identity Manager. We have Novell's NMAS technology. Please remember that we have this awesome technology that allows us actually to do what are called elevated privileges. Now, these elevated privileges allow me to take and put a policy in place that says, if you want to get access during this blackout period, you're going to have to give me a smart card, a PIN, a password, and a biometric before I give you access, because Mary is very nervous during that time. So again, you want to make sure that you remember that Novell has that capability. And also the privilege user management side for the administration side of the house. This one really focuses not necessarily always on the business side, but down at the IT side, so that administrators can be given just the right amount of privilege that they need to accomplish a task without violating the least privilege principle. So again, least privilege principle, to give an individual the least amount of privileges they need to do their job and only for the time that they need it.
This has been Justin Taylor with Novell, bringing you another Chalk Talk.